were here last time about 2 years ago, the orphanage was on a piece of paper. And I remember we were praying for it, trusting the Lord to do a miracle. But today, we have a wonderful house for the kids. And it's the grace of God. It's a beautiful house. And thank you for those who have been part of it. And the kids are going well. They pray for you. And as Pastor Dale has said, security in Africa is very important. And when the kids are there and they're in an open place, and what is happening around is very scaring. But we trust the Lord for everything. We love you people, and we thank you for the support you give to those kids, those who support. And if the Lord speaks to you, we have only about 14 kids sponsored every month. And we have 36 kids in that home. It's not easy to feed those kids every day, cross them, take them to school, because they are all under our responsibility. And the government of Kenya does not help. In fact, they want us to help them taking more kids. But all the more, we thank God for that responsibility. We love you and we thank you for the heart of Africa. God bless you. Anyway, that was not my message. My message is here. I was just expressing myself. Amen. I would want us to stand together and read from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Let us honor the word of the Lord. Stand together. I want to read chapter 10 and verse 19. Those who can be able to stand, let us all stand and read together. Thank you. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We ask you to speak to our hearts. May the revelation of Jesus Christ come to us, Lord. Make your word clear by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's get seated. My word this morning, church, is the assurance of faith. I feel I want to remind you, because it's not a new preaching. It's not a new teaching. You have a very, very good teacher here of the Word of God. But I feel to remind you, because the nature of man is to forget. And that's why we need to come again and again and again to remind you. Because the journey we are walking on is a hard journey. This is a journey that we cannot make it by our strength. It's a journey that needs faith. And it is easy to forget and to relax somehow and to take it easily. But for us to continue serving Jesus and to walk on this road, we need the faith of Jesus. There are many people who have begun, but they failed. There are many people who started, but they have drifted. But the plan of God is for everybody here to go to the end. The plan of God is for you not to fail in the middle, but the plan of God is for you to go to the end. And for us to go to the end, church, we need faith. And this is why this morning I want to remind you to see the importance of the faith of Jesus in your heart as you continue with the service of God. All men of God who walked in the old covenant, in the new covenant, and they won, they were men of faith. And I believe for us, we are not exempted. We need the faith of Jesus for us to overcome on this journey. And this is why this morning, when I read the book of Hebrew, the writer of this book is totally encouraging us to have faith in the Lord. The assurance of faith. Verse 22 says, let us draw near in a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Full assurance of faith. You know very well that without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot do the will of God. Faith gives us the strength and the grace to keep serving Jesus, to keep moving. Even when things are hard, when we come to our end, that foundation of faith that God puts in our hearts is the one that gives us the confidence and the strength to continue. You know, it is easy to start, but it is not easy to keep moving. And this is why, as a believer, as a Christian, every time we need to go back to God and to ask Him, God, I need faith. You can come to the church as usual. You can come here as normal. You can be a religious person. But let me tell you something, my brother, my sister. Without the faith of Jesus, you will not be able to continue serving Jesus His way. You know, there is a lot of faith in the world of today. Because faith, for you to have a genuine faith, the faith of the gospel, you need to hear the true word. And because of a lot of false teachers in the world of today, and you remember Jesus said, during the end times, false teachers will multiply. That's why today we have a lot of false teachers. And because of many false teachers, we have a lot of false faith. That's why today people have a lot of faith that draws them, faith that draws them to desire the things of the flesh. There are people who just have the faith of themselves. Today, faith is used for the benefit of the flesh. To have this, to have that. Today, a man of faith is a man who has a lot in the natural. But that's not what the Word of God is teaching us. Faith is a substance that God gives to my heart to keep walking as a spiritual man. Faith draws me to serve God in every situation of my life. When things are well, I continue. When things are not well, I continue. And I can only do that when the gospel have come to my heart and has created a genuine and a true faith in my life. In the book of Hebrew chapter 11 verse 6, the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means when we lack faith, we will not please God. When we lack faith, we shall take our own road. We shall do our own things. We shall take the faith to prosper to ourselves. That's why today, A great man of faith is a man with a big car. A great man of faith is a man with a big house. A great man of faith is a man who has a lot of things of this world. But the faith of the gospel is a faith that keeps you walking on this road of the cross, whether you have or you don't have. You don't measure a man of faith by what he has in the natural. There are people who are heathen and they have a lot. We have a lot of rich people outside the church than inside the church. So this morning, I am talking of the faith of Jesus that will keep you moving until you touch the rope, until the end of the journey. I believe everybody here this morning, your prayer and your desire is to be with Jesus one day. And I know everybody here desires to overcome, desires to win. You know, I come to church every day for the Lord to change me and make me that one day I may be with Christ. The purpose of coming to church is the Lord to change you, the Lord to make you the way He wants, that one day you shall be with Him. Or why do you come to church? Can you ask your neighbor, why do you come to church? Huh? For me, my purpose of coming to church is because I want to hear the word of God and the word of God to change my life that I may be able to please God. And this morning, church, I want to encourage everybody here to see the need of crying to God that He may give you that genuine faith. The Bible says in, let's go quickly to chapter 12 of the book of Hebrew. We are going to read quite a number of verses this morning. But my heart is that God gives us that faith, that genuine faith that will keep us serving Him until He returns. God give us that grace of faith that we are not going to compromise with the word of today. The Bible says in chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. I would want you to note verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. When you see this scripture, it's very clear that we are on the race of faith. There are men who have taken this road before us. And that's why the Bible says, since we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses, we are not the first. There are men who have taken this road before us. There are men who have suffered before us. Today we can read about them. Because they stood by faith, they did not compromise with the world. They protected the gospel. They protected the truth. And now the writer of the word of God is telling us, since we are surrounded by those men, men like Abraham, men like Moses, men like Joshua, men, all these great men, men of God, men of faith, since we are surrounded by those men, let us lay aside. We have examples. And I believe the writer of this book is telling us, whatever can hinder us to have the faith of Jesus Christ, we need to lay it aside. Lay it aside means to remove it, to abandon it. Anything can block me to walk on this road, to serve Jesus with all my life. I need to lay aside every weight. that I may be able to put my eyes on Jesus, fixing my eyes on Jesus, who began a good work in me. The Bible says that looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. There are so many things that are there to drift us from the faith of Christ. And this is why it is very easy to start, but it is not easy to end. Beginning is not a big problem. There are many people today who love Jesus. There are many people today who one time they were serving Jesus, but on the journey they were defeated and they forgot and they backslid and they are stagnant. But when I have that faith, you know, faith is the strength that God gives me to keep moving even if things are not working. Sometimes I'm a weak man. Sometimes I may not make it alone. But the faith of Jesus in my heart gives me hope. A man of faith is a man of hope. A man of faith is a man of patience. It may not happen tomorrow, but I tell you, wait for it. Things may not happen next week, but faith tells you, wait for it. Faith gives you patience. You know, Jesus said, I'm coming soon. Until now, he has not yet come. When I miss faith, I will not be patient to wait for him. But the faith of Jesus will keep me waiting for the return of Christ. Even if he tarries, I will still wait for him. Faith gives me patience. Patience to wait for the return of Jesus. You remember those people? When Jesus was going to heaven, they were left guessing. And some people appeared and said, hey, you people, why do you keep looking up? The man you have seen go, you will see him come the same way. Today, it's more than 2,000 years, Jesus has not yet returned. I do not know when he is coming. But one thing I know in my heart, the faith that he has given me is that he is coming. Jesus is coming again. But when you lack faith, you will get tired. That's why there are Christians who started this journey, but now they are tired because Jesus has stayed too long. You know, when I heard the gospel the first time, the preacher who preached unto me, he said, hey, brother, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He is coming soon. And that man preached with fire. And I remember that day, I went to running for an article, and I was crying because I thought Jesus was coming tomorrow. It's true. And I got born again. Today is about 40 years since the time I confessed Jesus as Lord. I was a young man. I was a handsome boy. My hair is finished, but Jesus has not yet returned. But because of the faith that he has given to me, I am still waiting. And I can sing, I can sing, I can sing. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Do you know that song? Tim, do you know that song? If you don't know that song, you better resign, brother. Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. And it is the faith of Jesus Christ that will keep me to wait for him. Even if he tarries, I will still wait. But without faith, you will get tired. Without faith, my sister, you will go to the old life. That's why many Christians, my brother, has gone to the old life. Because they have lost faith. Faith in God keeps you fixing your eyes on Jesus. Faith in Jesus keeps you to be better than yesterday. Faith in Jesus makes you to grow every day. Faith in Jesus keeps you to walk on this road. This road is narrow. Christianity is not a hallelujah, amen. You know, there are people who thought, oh, to be born again is to feel good. No, Christianity is a journey. Am I speaking to people this morning? Hey, some of you are so tense. Relax, my brother, relax. Yeah. Listen to the word of God. The faith of Jesus Christ keeps you moving. You know, the Lord clearly spoke about the road we are supposed to walk on. And he did not say the road to him is easy. No. But there are preachers, there are teachers who have taught us Christianity is a good deal. No. Christianity is not give and take. Christianity is to surrender. You surrender your life. The Lord to capture you. The Lord to take over. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. Can we go quickly together and read Matthew chapter 7? Hey, are you here this morning? I love Jesus. Can you lift up your hand and say thank you, Lord Jesus? Eh? Yes. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. The word of God says, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it. In verse 14. I think some people are still lost. I can hear. Shh. Are you there? Matthew 7, 13. You got it, my brother? I was waiting for you. Matthew chapter 7, 13. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate that, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it. Verse 13. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. I don't know, is your Bible pastor saying the same? Few. There are few. There are few who find it. My brothers and sisters, Christianity needs faith. For you to walk the walk of this road that God has put before us. You know, Christianity, there are people that has thought Christianity is cheap. There is a price to pay for Christianity. Jesus has given a clear definition. The road to go to him is narrow. Something narrow is squeezed. It's demanding my life. There are things in my life that I cannot carry when I serve Jesus. He says, this road is narrow, and those who find it are few. And for us, and he says, he says also, it's difficult. So me, as a person, I cannot make it by my own strength. Me as a person, I will fail. If I depend with my knowledge, if I depend with my strength, I will not make this road. It's a difficult road. This is why, church, I need the faith of Jesus to enable me to walk on this road. That's why I want to encourage you this morning is that walking on this road is not your knowledge. You can know this Bible by heart, but if you lack faith, my friend, you will not make it. The Bible says, without faith, we cannot please God. We can know it by heart, but we shall fail. This is why we need the foundation of faith. And as we read the Word of God, that faith gives us the grace and the strength to walk according to the Word of God. Because me as a person, I cannot walk according to the Word of God with my own strength. The nature of man is weak. That's why I'm reminding you this morning, you have started a journey. And for you to finish this journey, my brother, my sister, you need that faith to continue increasing every day of your life. The more you grow in the gospel, the more you grow in faith. That's why this morning, I want to encourage everybody here. It's good to examine where you stand. Am I still walking on that faith? Am I still giving my life? Am I still preaching God? Am I just a Christian who goes to church and do my own things? You know, when you lack faith, you question. When you lack faith, you murmur. When you lack faith, you complain. Because faith gives you to accept the plan of God. Even if the plan of God is in a hard time, you will still accept, because you know, I will not go through that plan alone, but by the faith of Jesus, I will make it. That's why in this journey, for us to keep the faith of Jesus, for us to continue well, for us to overcome the world, we need faith. All men in the Bible, all men who overcame this life, study your book well from Genesis. All these men, the Bible says, they all died in faith. You remember the case of Abraham in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis. The Bible says God called Abraham and he told him to leave his country, leave his people, leave everything, and go to a place that he didn't know. And the Bible says Abraham responded to God. He did not complain, because where there is the faith of God, there is no complaint. A man of faith responds to the voice of God. But when you miss faith, you complain. That's why there are so many people who are called by God, but until now, they have not answered the call of God. They are still questioning. Why do you send me to Russia? Why do you send me to Africa? Why do you tell me this, Lord? Why do you tell me to go and teach the children? Why this? Why that? There are many people who are God's call in their lives, but until now, they have not answered that call. They are still complaining. Because it is the faith of God that brings you to respond to God. A man of faith does not complain. He counts God faithful. That's why Abraham did not ask God, why tell me to leave my country? Why tell me to leave my people? No, he counted God faithful. But one thing I saw this morning in Genesis chapter 12. Let's see together Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. I want just to show you verse 4. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. There's a very interesting verse there. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will make you to see what I saw this morning. This is when God called Abraham and told him to leave his country. Leave your country. The Bible says, in verse 4, and so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. When God sent him, when God called him, he left his country. He obeyed God. He did not argue with God. Okay? He did not argue with God. He responded. And the word says, he did as God commanded him. But I want you to note the next verse. It says, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God called this man. And this man responds to God. But now here, another gentleman who was not a man of faith. The Bible says he followed Abraham, and Lot followed Abraham. Lot was not a man of faith. If you continue to chapter 13, the word of God says the problem of Abraham started by Lot. Here's the man who caused trouble on the journey. Because he had no vision. His heart was not like Abraham. He didn't have the faith of Abraham. He followed Abraham. He wanted to benefit from the man of faith. And Lot caused trouble. He caused strife. He caused problems in the journey. And I believe, church, this morning, we have the call of God in our lives. God is calling us. But remember, everybody has a lot here. I don't know who is your lot, but every man has a lot here. There's a lot following you. The Bible says, and Lot went with him. He followed Abraham. He caused trouble. But because of the faith of Abraham, it's the faith of Abraham that made Lot to take his place. Because he came to a place and he said, brother, I have to continue answering the call of God. I will not continue to strive. I will not continue to struggle. No, I want to continue answering God's call. Lord, we cannot fight. Because this time there was war, there was struggle. The shepherds of Abraham and the shepherds of Lot started fighting. There was a lot of problems. And the man of faith had to take his place. Because the faith of God gives you the grace to make decisions. They can be painful, but you make the right decisions. Faith brings you not to compromise. That's why as a church, as a people, we need the faith of Jesus to stand by the truth, to stand by the gospel, and not compromise the truth. The world of today is changing. Things are changing. And we need faith to be able to put our feet on the ground. Lot is following you. Lot can be your children. Lot can be your wife. Lot can be your husband. Lot can be the donkey in your house. Lot can be anything. But you need faith to overcome any situation that is brought by Lot. You need to make a decision in your life. As I said in the morning, I have married this woman that 1 year today. That 1 year. I've walked with her that 1 year. Do you think it has been hallelujah, amen, every day? Do you think every time it's honey, honey? Sometimes it's chili. It's not honey. Sometimes it's salt. Sometimes it's hard. But I will not divorce my wife because of the problems. I will not leave her because she did not greet me in the morning. I will not leave her because of the national problems. I will stay with her all the days of my life. Good times, hallelujah. Bad times, hallelujah. And for me to stay with her until the end, I need faith. Faith gives me the patience. Faith gives me the grace. Where there is faith, there is love. Even if things are not working, sometimes things may not work. But I'm not going to react because things are not working. I am going to trust God. I am going to have faith. I am going to stand and trust God. Because whatever is impossible with man is possible with God. And this is why we need faith, church. Even for your marriage, you need faith. Sometimes that man is not honey. Sometimes he's what is the most sour thing here in America? Sometimes things are hard. Sometimes you even want to hold her hand, but you can't. You know, it's tough. That's why you need faith to live with that woman. But when you lack faith, you will change women like clothes. That's why you find there are people who have married 20 times. 20. You knock out this, you knock out that. Let me tell you, man times man is man. Listen to me. Woman times woman is woman. You take this, you remove that one, take another one, it's woman. That's why you need faith. to keep your marriage forever. I met a man and he told me, "Brother, I want to introduce you to my 9th wife." I said, Okay. Her name is so-and-so, my 9th wife. Where there is no faith, there's a shortcut. Because the flesh always looks the easier way. And without faith, the easier way is to kick out. So every day you'll kick out. Every day you kick this one. That's why many Christians live in a life of rebuking demons. Even when they sneeze a little bit, demon. There's a church in Kenya. They look for demons everywhere in the morning. They watch under the seat everywhere. Let me tell you something. The greatest demon is your flesh. And let me tell you something. You need faith to walk with your wife, to walk with your husband until the end. You may tell me, "Hey, Brother Stephen, you don't know. This woman is so..." I have a woman in my house. I have stayed with her for 31 years. I know. Don't tell me I don't know. I know. And don't tell me she's a black woman. Black and white woman and woman plus woman is woman. Whether she is black, whether she is white, whether she is yellow, whether she is red, let me tell you, she is a woman. And that's why, even in our marriage, we need faith. Hello? We need faith. We need faith. And there are things that God brings on our way to give us patience. There are things that God brings on our way to shape us. There are things I'm shaped by my wife. There are things I shape her, so I'm not a very easy guy. There are things I shape. There are things for two to live together. We need the faith of Jesus. I am not in a marriage session. I was just passing through. But what I'm saying to you, even in our marriages, we need faith to continue. Even with our children, we need faith. And I want to tell you, church, the Bible says, without faith, we cannot please God. And that's why some of us now, we are on a mission. We have left the way. We have left the cross. We have left that road because faith is gone. Faith brings me to refuse in chapter 11 and verse 24. Chapter 11 and verse 24. I want these young men like me to read. Chapter 11 and verse 24. You are going to read 24, 25, and 26. Are you ready for that? Okay. Can you read, sir? 24, 25, and 26. We were reading up to verse 26. By faith, Moses became of age. By faith, when Moses became of age, refused to be called the daughter of Pharaoh. By faith, he refused. Faith brings me to refuse what is not right. Faith brings me to answer the call of God even where my flesh does not want. Remember, the Bible says, flesh and blood will never inherit the kingdom of God. That means my flesh will never allow me to respond to some things that God is calling me. If Moses was in the flesh, He would have loved to be in the White House. How many people here would not love to be in the White House? If today I receive a call from Mr. Obama, "Hey, Mr. Stephen from Kenya, I am waiting for you in the White House," it might be very probably I might abandon the preaching and go. If I am not a man of faith, if I am not a man of confidence, a man of decision. But the Bible says that Moses, when he grew, when he became of age, when he became a man of faith, the Bible says, when he became a man of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he chose to go with God's people in the wilderness. Wilderness is problems. He decided to suffer with God's people. He decided the hard way, because he knew in the hard way, God was there. In the hard way, it was the plan of God. And he knew in that hard way, as he walked by faith, God will take care of him. Let me tell you, church, this morning, when we walk by faith, even if times are hard and things are difficult and we stand by faith, God will make a way. If it is his plan, he will give us the victory. Some of the problems we are going through, they will never go. They will stay there. But God will give us the grace to overcome. The Bible says in chapter 11, the same chapter, and verse 13, the word of God says, "Thus all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For those who saw those things declare plainly that they were seeking for a homeland." All these men of God, they died in faith, having not received the promises. Some of the things we pray for, they may not happen, but we cannot lose hope. Some of the needs we have, they may not happen, but we still stay in faith. Because faith is the strength that God gives me to overcome those problems I'm facing, even if they are there. You remember the case of Paul. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. The theologian says it was a disease. It was a terminal disease. And he prayed for a couple of times that God remove it. But the word of God teaches us, the Lord spoke to Saul, that problem will not go, but my grace will be sufficient. The problem will stay, but when you continue to be a man of grace, because a man of grace is a man of faith, and a man of faith is a man of grace. And Paul knew that God had spoken, and as far as he walked on the road of faith and the road of grace, God will take care of the rest. I want to tell you, church, the Lord wants us not to give up. In every situation of our lives, we need that faith to keep moving. I have never been to heaven, but something tells me that is a good place. I have never greeted Jesus with my hand, but something tells me he is my Savior. He is a Savior. Something, I believe in him. I trust him. All my life I have given him. That's why there is no true salvation without faith. And when you lose faith, you backslide. That's why we have many backsliders in the church, because they lost the first faith. I want to encourage you this morning as we cry to the Lord together. Don't lose hope. Tell God, here I am. I need faith. Some of us, we may be stagnant in one area or another. God can revive your heart this morning. God can bring that heart again. God can bring that faith. You know, remember the day you connected your life to Jesus. You remember the faith he gave you. You were there for prayer meetings. You were there for all the commitments of the church. You were there. You were giving your life because you were standing on that faith. But something happened today. You go to prayers, you fight 20 people. You go to some meetings, 10 people. Where is your first faith? Where is your first love? That's why God is calling the church. We go back to the faith of Jesus Christ. That strength will give us to move today, to move tomorrow, to wait until the Lord returns. Jesus is asking in Luke chapter 17 and verse 18, when I come, will I find faith on earth? And I tell you, the more the days are drawing closer, the more faith is fading away. But the voice of God is speaking again and again. The Lord is speaking again and again. We need faith, church, for us to stand for the gospel, for us to stand for the truth, for us to overcome the temptations in America, for us to stand for the changing situations in this country and in the world of today. We need that faith. The word of God says, and the just of God shall live by faith. The just of God. Living is not one day, it's every day. The just of God shall live by faith. And we need that faith to continue today, to continue tomorrow, to continue until the end. If he tarries, we need the faith to wait. Whatever time he comes, we need that faith. That's why we read about men of God who died in faith. They did not compromise the gospel. Today, the world has lost the first faith, the true faith. The world has compromised. And I believe God is calling the church, come back to the true message, come back to the true word, come back. Because when we hear the true word, we have the true faith. Faith that will give us patience, faith that will give us the grace. Are you here this morning? Are you here this morning? Huh? If you see somebody sleeping, you better shake him. Let him hear what I'm saying. Those that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. These are very serious days. Very serious days. And many people are backsliding from the faith. Paul is saying to the church, he says to Timothy, Timothy, my son, I have fought a good fight. I have run a good race. I have kept the faith. I have not compromised the faith of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose again, and now he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. I have kept that faith. I have not drifted. And for us to continue, church, walking on that narrow road that Jesus said, we need that faith to hold on. That faith will give you the grace to hold on, to keep moving. When people look as if you perish, they will still see you tomorrow, because it is not you, it is the faith of Jesus in your life. And that's why I encourage you this morning. You cry to the Lord and come to in before him and tell him, Lord, today give me more faith. As I close, I would want us to read together the book of Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. Luke 17 and verse 5. Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. The word of God says, huh? Are you there? Can I have that man read from the back? Can you read it? Yes, yes, brother. Yes, brother, read it. No. I just needed that. Can you repeat again? What does your Bible say, Deborah? What does it say there? She's not there. Brother with the red, what does yours say? When you come to my preaching, you must be awake because I can ask you to do anything. That's why we need to be awake in the church. Paul, what does your Bible say?
And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith.
The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. In Swahili, tuongeze imani. Imani is faith. Can we say imani? Imani means faith. The apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith. If you go back a little bit up, you will see Jesus had spoken about forgiveness. And he had said, how many times can a brother, can I forgive a brother? They thought maybe it was 3 to 4 times. Jesus said, no, it is 70 times 7. That means forever and ever. It's a road of forgiveness. I said, that might be very hard. And so Peter saw the lack of faith to forgive somebody forever. How can I forgive that guy forever? And they saw the lack of faith. And the Bible says, the apostles, not one, not Peter only, the apostles say to the Lord, increase our faith. Not even the believers, the apostles. The apostles, those preachers, those men of God, they saw the lack of faith. And they went to the Lord because this time they knew the Lord would be going very soon. And they knew they needed that faith of Jesus for them to keep moving. And I want to tell you, Church of El Cajon, you need the faith of Jesus Christ to continue serving Jesus. You need the faith of Jesus to continue protecting the truth. You need that faith to give you the grace not to compromise the truth. That's why this morning, I want you to remove the apostles and put your name there. And say, Lord, increase my faith. Do something this morning. You know, every morning when I wake up, I pray to Jesus. Jesus, give me more faith. I want to continue. Sometime, church, this road is so hard. It's so hard. You know, when you are in a different faith, in a different teaching, things are easy. But when you walk on the true road of the cross, this narrow road, when you want to be true, when you want to follow Jesus, when you want to live a holy life, it's not easy. And many people does not want to live a holy life. Many people want to live the way they want. But the way of the cross is not the way I want. The Lord is demanding my life. The Lord is demanding live that life. It's a life of putting away whatever is not of this road. And for me to continue that way, I need the faith of Christ. And that's why I'm calling you this morning. See, where do I stand with the Lord? Where is my faith? How many things have I compromised in my life? Where is my first fire? Where is my first zeal? Remember when the faith of Jesus was genuine and full in your heart. Even your giving for the church was different. Today, some of us, we give Jesus some tips. Tips, is it the right word? Tips. Some of us, the remains from the shops. What are the names of the big shops here? One of them? One of the big malls here. What's the name of one of the big malls in here? I am asking you, what is one of the big malls in El Cajon? I only know one called J.C. Penney. Is that one? And another one called Kroger? That's Kroger? Kroger? Huh? Macy's. Yeah. Do you know what happened, my brother? When we miss faith, when faith is finished, I am very mean to the Lord. Very mean. I'm not preaching giving to you, but I want to tell you, when you lack faith, even your giving to God is different. You give God the remains. After doing your shopping, you put pennies on that bag. But when you're walking by faith, you have no problem to give Isaac. Because God, God tested Abraham. Abraham had all the reasons to refuse. But he was a man of faith. Faith brings us to mature even in giving. We give God without murmuring. And we don't give God in return. We give God because He is God. I don't give God to wait for return. If He blesses me, hallelujah. If He doesn't, hallelujah, I give because He is God. He is sovereign. And I want to tell you, faith brings maturity in our lives. Our walk with the Lord, our service to God changes. I want you to see men of faith in the book of Acts. Those Christians. The Bible says they lived together. They were united. They sold their houses. They sold land. Jesus was everything in their lives. Jesus had value. Today we value more things than Jesus. Today we value our lives than Jesus. Why? Because faith has decreased in our hearts. But when the faith of Jesus comes, that's why He's asking, when He comes, will He fight faith on earth? A man of faith denies his life. A man of faith gives his life. A man of faith never compromises. I want you to check where you stand with the Lord this morning. Are you walking the walk of faith? Because the just of God shall live by His faith. The world is changing. The world is turning. Things are getting tough. That's why, my brothers, when we are men of faith, we will not go for a shortcut. When we lack faith, we will look for the easier way. The easier way. But faith makes me to keep going. To keep going. Even when I come to the end and it looks there is no way. Remember, that time God will make a way. He makes a way where there is no way. He makes a way. Even in that situation you are in. The end of the time, when you lack faith, you go to the witch doctors. Do you have witch doctors here? In Africa, we have so many witch doctors. When you lack faith, you find God is not able, you look for an alternative. But when you have faith, even when you come to the end, that faith in your heart tells you, wait for God, He will come. And when He does not come, remember, He still belongs. He still remains faithful. Amen. He still remains faithful. If I die, I die in faith. If I live, I live for Him. That's why God is calling us to have that faith of the gospel, where we will not compromise. We will continue until the end. Let us all stand together and pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to believe God this morning. Just think about Him this morning as you bow your hand and just in His presence. I want you to check where you stand. For the last couple of years and today, when you check your relationship with God, when you check your faith with Jesus, and all couple of things that has taken place, how have you responded to God? Where do you stand with God this morning? And I believe the Lord is not here to shame anybody. But I believe the Lord is here to correct us. He's here to straighten our ways. He is here to remind us. He is here to restore our hearts. He is here this morning. Don't hold back, my brother. Don't hold back, my sister. Maybe things are not working, things are not moving. This morning, the Lord can make a change. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Have faith in God. Maybe you have messed up in the few years past. Do not look back. The Lord wants to help you now. As you hear that word of God, He wants to intervene into that situation now. And if you feel this morning you'd want a restoration, maybe the zeal of God is no more there. The desire and the hunger of God is no more there. The way you are is not the way you are today. Your life, your family, your service to the church is no more there today. I believe God is speaking to people this morning. And if you want the Lord to touch you, if you want the Lord to do something in your heart, if you want that faith to come back to your heart, the apostles went to the Lord and told the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Faith makes us not to divert from that narrow road. But when we diminish from that faith, we take another road. We drift from the plan of God. But the Holy Spirit this morning, He wants to help you. He wants to help you. If you want to cry before the Lord this morning, I want to pray with you. And I would kindly and humbly ask you to raise up your hands. If you feel this morning you want His touch, you want Him to touch you, you want Him to restore you, you want Him to bring back that faith that you may continue to serve Him, to give your life, to serve the church. I'm calling you this morning. If you need a prayer, lift up your hand wherever you are, and I will pray with you. Just lift it. Do not hold it. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it this morning. You feel you want the Lord to touch you again. You want Him to restore you again. I want to pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, I still feel there are people here God is calling. Some of the people have heard His call to go and serve Him, to respond. And they're still holding on. They're still questioning. They still have fear. They have heard a lot of many things from men until fear has been instilled in them. If you are that person, today is your day. Lift up your hand, we pray together. If you lift up your hand, do not keep it down. Keep it up. Keep it up. I want to take a few minutes because I want to take a few minutes, just like 10 minutes. I want to ask you a favor. That's what I feel. Just leave your seat quickly. Come in front here. It's a respond. It's a step. Just come. If you are putting up your hand, just come. Just walk in front. If you feel this morning you need something from Jesus, all of us, let's just be sensitive to the Lord. If you feel you want the Lord to touch you this morning, you are sincere before the Lord, just come, leave your seat. Leave your seat and come. Let us respond to God this morning. Let us pray together. Let's believe God for a miracle this morning. He is faithful. He is the Lord. If you feel you want Him to restore you, to restore that zeal, to restore that desire, maybe somehow, somewhere, you have things in your heart, you've been trying to release them, to forgive, they are too hard in you. Today, the Lord wants to give you grace. Come, just walk in front. As we sing a song, I'm waiting for you. Yes, it has been so hard to forgive, but this morning the Lord is speaking to you. Come, my brother, come, my sister. The Lord will give you that grace and faith. Thank you, Lord. As we sing this song, I still want you to respond to God. If your spirit is fighting, this is a chance for you. This is a chance for you.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing.
Come closer.
Let mercy fall on me. And everyone needs forgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus.
The kindness of a Savior. The hope of a nation. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you, Jesus.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered again. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light, let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Again, shine your light, Jesus, shine your light out, let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Sing it out, Savior. Salvation, He rose and conquered the has conquered the grave.
Because I cannot be able to pray on each one of you individual, I want to do me a favor. I want you to hold the hand of that person next to you. And I want you to have faith. Have faith in your heart. That as we pray this morning, God will do something. He knows your needs. He knows your desires. He knows where you stand. Have faith this morning. Trust Him. Trust Him. The Word of God says, whatever is not possible with man is possible with God. Let's believe Him this morning for these people. And you people, the audience, I want to ask you to have faith with me. As we pray for these people, the grace of God will come. And God will meet these people to the point of their need. He knows, my sister. He knows, my brother. Just have faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are holding our hands as an act of unity. And Lord, I cry to you. These people have taken a step to stand before you. Lord, they are crying to you. You know every need. You know every desire. And I want to believe, God, this morning, Father, that you meet every need of every person. Hear the cry of your people, Lord. Meet these people. They are crying to you, Lord. Some, Lord, are going through family problems. May you intervene this morning. Others, Lord, are crying for various problems in their lives. My Lord and my God, there is nothing hidden before you. And I want to believe this morning that a miracle of God is taking place. Father, even those that are struggling in their walk with you, those that need to be revived, I pray for revival in their hearts, Lord. Touch them this morning. Even those, Lord, that needs forgiveness, those that have been trying to forgive their friends, to forgive their neighbors, to forgive their relatives, this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, may you give them the grace. Oh, do it now, Lord. Do it now, Lord. Break every barrier. Break every hindrance, Lord. May you change the unchangeable this morning. Do miracles because you're God of miracle, Father. Let something new happen, Lord. We stand before you. We have faith in our hearts. Oh, Jesus. We trust in you, Lord. We respect your sovereignty, Lord. We know that God, you are able. Jesus, Son of God, you rose. You rose again. You have the power. And this morning, Father, we thank you for what you are doing, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing. Let every mountain come down. Let every tension come down. Let every hindrance come down this morning. We cry to you, Lord. We have seen you in the past. The Word of God says, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change us not, Lord. We can trust you. We can trust you, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Restore your people this morning. Restore your people this morning, Lord. Have mercy upon your people this morning, Lord. Let the voice of God be heard in their hearts. And as they leave this altar today, Father, I want to believe that something of God will be imparted in their hearts. Revival, Lord. Restoration will come to the lives and the hearts of your people. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. Holy Spirit, minister to lives. Minister to hearts of men, Lord. Let restoration come. Let revival come, Lord. Let these people answer your call today. Move them from where they are to a new dimension as they walk with you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning, Father. I thank you for what you are doing, Lord. There is something new that God you are doing to these people. Something new, Lord, that we cannot explain is taking place. Those that are sick in their bodies, Father, the healing power of God is taking place in their bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, break every yoke. Even those that are stagnant, let them move in the Spirit. Let them move in the Spirit. Jesus, respond this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Remove every fear in their hearts. Remove every doubt in their lives. Remove every doubt. Restore the first zeal. Restore the first fire of service to you. Restore, Lord Jesus. Restore the zeal in the hearts of these people. Restore them, Lord. Let today be a new day, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Restore the first love. Restore that zeal of God. Restore, Lord. Remove questions. Remove fears, Lord. Bring that boldness in the Spirit that your people may rise up to serve you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you today, Father. We love you today. We love you today. We love you today, Lord. We love you today. We love you today. We love you, Jesus. We love you for your grace. We love you for your restoration, Lord. We love you for the healing power. Oh, Jesus, let them go to the end, Lord. Let them keep the faith. Let them move on, Lord. Let them not be discouraged. They have looked things change. They have seen issues change. Their hearts has been discouraged. But today, Father, restore them. Restore them, Lord. Let us all lift up our hands, those that we are in front here, just to the Lord and just to tell him thank you. Just lift up your hands. Just stretch your voice and your heart to the Lord. Just appreciate him this morning. Appreciate the Lord. Just open up to him. Tell him thank you, Lord, for touching me. Just thank him from your heart, from the depth of your heart. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Lord because he has done it, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for hearing our cry. We thank you, Lord, for doing it, Lord. And Father, these people will have a testimony to others for what you have done today. Because today, Lord, you have done great things. We may not see them or speak them today, but Father, they are there because we can feel them and we can see them in the Spirit. Father, we thank you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor it's done. It's done. Bless you, my sister. It's done. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Church, thank you so much for your patience and your time. God bless you so much. Tomorrow, I will be going back to Nairobi. My visit was very short. I just came to see my son, and so tomorrow I'm going back to Kenya, and we will continue to appreciate your prayers and your love. And if God gives you a chance to come and see us over there, don't fear, come. We love to see visitors. May the Lord bless you. We love you. And I tell you something, when you walk on this road, we have a place to meet. Amen? Amen? We have a place to meet. If we do not meet here, there is another place. But if the Lord tallies, I promise you, I will see you again. So God bless you and have a wonderful time. Thank you.